Your call has. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, morning. Daniel.
Yes.
Hi, Daniel. Good morning. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you? Doing well?
I'm doing good. Uh-huh. Yes.
Awesome. So I was actually giving you a call. I am part of the upgrades department, and I know that you're currently, we're helping you actually with your marketing, right, with the hosting of the website. But there's a program that I wanted to share with you about, because you might qualify for it. And I don't know if you've heard of it. Google Guaranteed? Google Verified?
I haven't really heard about it.
Okay. You might have seen it when you do a search on Google. It's at the very top. It'll say sponsored with a check mark, Google Guaranteed. Basically,
okay,
what that is, it's a program. They're not the Google ads. It's a program where that Google created where you pay for the lead. But Daniel, the lead's going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You do not share it with anyone. Okay? It's only sent to you. Now, that program, there's an approval process that you go to, right? So Google wants you to have at least 5 Google reviews, which I think when I looked at your profile, you had like 64, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So good job on that. That's amazing. Good work. Now, they also require a background check. They just go back 7 years, making sure that you don't have felonies. They don't look at your credit or misdemeanors. Okay?
Okay.
They don't require licensing. I know that that's not required in your state, but they do want you to have 100,000 general liability insurance. They're not asking to be endorsed, just that you carry that amount, which I'm assuming you probably carry that or more.
Yes, yeah. I think it's that.
Probably a million. Usually everyone carries 1 or 2 million. So
I think it was a million, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So you qualify. Now, the way that the program works, just to kind of give you an idea, right, of what the lead costs are and so forth. So there's a one-time $250 application fee. And what we do, Daniel, is we send you the application, you fill it out and submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. The approval, I always give the timeline of 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but I will tell you this, it also depends how quickly you submit that application and respond to the background check. I've seen some get approved in 3 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Once you get approved, there's an activation budget. So we'll call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? The minimum monthly budget is $624. Now that gives you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $48. It deducts it from the budget when the call comes in. The kicker on it is, let's just say someone called you to replace their window. That's not a garage door. That is completely outside of your services. Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If they called you outside of your service area, because your areas will be listed that you serve, right, on your profile. If they called you outside of an area that you don't serve, as long as you don't accept the job, unqualified, credited back. If they call to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What they will consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you gave them an estimate or set up an appointment to go give them an estimate. Well, how's Google going to know this, right? They assign a tracking number that is linked to your phone. They have an AI system set up that identifies qualified and unqualified. But, Daniel, we're also monitoring it. Okay, so we have a team at Local Splash that monitors it. So if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it to have that credited back to you. Okay, so we're managing it. If you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over from that $624 budget, what's left over from it, rolls over to the next month. So now that next month, you're only paying $48 for the lead that you got the month before because you're getting your budget back to the $624. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you go on vacation, or let's just say you're just super bombarded with work and you need to kind of, you know, pause the leads, call us and say, pause them. We pause them. We do not remove the pause until you call us back to unpause them, right? And it would pick up where it left off. Okay. It allows you to target wherever your insurance covers you. I mean, if you wanted to cover the whole state, you could. I don't recommend it because Texas is huge.
Yeah.
You know, like the thing is, everything is big in Texas, right?
Exactly.
I know, because that's what my cousins say all the time, but that are from Texas, you know, but
yeah,
it's a really great program. And you know, those same, even though it's separate from the Google Business Profile, the Google Guarantee program, Google Verified is what they're going to be calling it now. Those same reviews that you have on that profile are going to also show up on your Google Verified profile, the Google Guaranteed. Those same reviews.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I gotcha.
I mean, what do you think about it? What are your thoughts?
It sounds like I like that. It sounds good to me. Is that different from, what's it called? The Google ads?
Yes, very different. Yeah, it's very different. So, like, I'll give you an example. With Google ads, right, they're also called sponsored. But they run on a rotation. You know what I mean? And with the Google ads, okay, you could target outside of what they say is your local area, right? But with the Google ads, people click on it, they call you, they click on it, they go to your website, right? I always recommend this. For me, the Google Guaranteed, Google Verified is one of Google's better products, hands down.
Okay.
Because it's an actual, people are more inclined, I'll tell you this, to calling those that are part of the Google Guaranteed, Google Verified program, because they will see that you pass the background check, you are insured. Okay, and they know that in order for you to even be a part of that program, you had to go through an approval process.
Okay.
I would tell you, this is what would disqualify someone from being part of the Google Guaranteed program. Okay. If you don't have the proper, like if they were asking for a specific license and you don't have that, you won't qualify. If they're asking for insurance and you don't have that, you won't qualify. If they run a background check on you, right? And there a felony popped up, they will automatically disqualify you. Okay. So I had one guy tell me, well, I mean, what if I wanted to pay $5,000, you know? And I said, it doesn't matter what you want to pay to be a part of that program. If you don't meet the qualifications, you will not be approved. And they are specific with that, because it's almost as if Google's saying, hey, this guy, we approved him. Like, we stand by his work. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
Which is a good thing. And it's right above the Google ads. Okay. So with Google ads, sometimes they might be there, sometimes they might not. Google ads run on a budget, right? You can end up that I would say, you know, Google ads works well. Don't get me wrong, but you got to invest a good amount in your budget in order to get a good conversion. You know what I mean? The conversion rate is not that high. It's like maybe 4% conversion rate. Anyone that Google Guaranteed, if that's available for your industry, I'm going to offer it to you, especially if you qualify for it. There are certain industries they don't have it for. Like, for example, epoxy flooring. They don't have an open category for that yet. And I say that because Google is always opening up, you know, other categories, right, other industries. But specifically for garage doors, they got it. So, I mean, because Google Guaranteed is available, I would always encourage you that first before the Google ads. Have you ever ran Google ads before?
No, so I was going to say, I want to say maybe like last month or maybe 2 months ago, I was
thinking
on here trying to do it myself.
Yeah,
I was doing it myself, and I got as far as, it was like the very, very last step I was on, and they were asking for a document. It was called a state-issued business registration form or certificate, and I didn't know how to get it, and I don't know if we have it here, but That was the last part I got stuck on, and then we got really busy, and I never.
Yeah, well, you know what? And I'll tell you why, because usually, for Google Ads, it's because it's real tricky for businesses like yourself, right? And locksmiths and security, you know, businesses, right? Because you guys have access to someone's home.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why Google will require like an advanced verification, right? Or they'll require, hey, you know, we need this other thing. It's a little longer process for you guys, but it can be done. Okay.
Okay.
But with Google Guaranteed, I think it's a good fit for you. Google Ads is going to be a little tricky like that. Like they'll ask that. You know, you might know these companies, but right now I'm going to tell you who's part of Google Verified, Google Guaranteed. OGD, Overhead Garage Door in Corsicana.
Yep.
And then there's A1 Garage Door Repair. Do you know those guys?
Yes, I know the first one. I actually started working with them when I right after or during COVID, I was working with them. And
I was just gonna say during COVID or
So check this out. At that point,
these guys are the only ones listed in Google Guaranteed, right? So the OGD. He serves Avalon, Corsicana, Ennis, Italy, Cairns, Palmer, Scurry, Teague, Chatfield, Dawson, Fairfield, Camp, Messia. I think that's how you said it. I probably messed it up. I was going to say Mancana. Rice and Streetman. Those are the areas that he serves. Okay?
Okay.
And And under his services, he has listed like the general maintenance, installing garage doors, install openers, repair cables, repair garage door, repair gates, repair rollers and tracks, replace the door panels, replace opener, replace springs. So that's what he has listed, right?
Okay.
So your profile would look like that. It'll show your years in business, right? The areas that you serve, okay? It'll have the subcategories of your specific category. Like the A1 guy, what is his areas? Yeah, he's got, like, for example, he puts his counties. Parker, these are all counties. Parker, Dallas, Ellis Hill, Kaufman, Rockwell, Wise, Collin, Denton, Grayson, Johnson, Navarro, and Tarrant. So he covers all of the counties. Okay. That's how we have it listed. But yeah, those are the only two that are part of it. You don't have a lot of
competition. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know, right? It's, but exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that is actually something I would be interested in. I do want to go over it with my wife as well. Is there any way, like,
of course,
you can send me an email, like maybe with the
the information. Let me do this, Daniel. The email that I have for you is dcamarillo1041@gmail.com. Is that a good email for you? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Let me do this. I'm going to send you an email on it, and it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Just so you know, the only thing you would be paying is just the one time $250 application fee. That's it. You don't ever pay that application fee again. Okay?
Okay.
And then and then your leads. So, like with the leads, we always like to start you off with the minimum because we want you to see, get a feel of it first, right, before you start saying, hey, send me more leads. Now, let's just say, right, you want now 30 leads in the month. You can always change that. You can say, hey, can you guys send me up to 30 leads in the month? It'll change your minimum monthly budget, but not the cost per lead. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. So let me see. I heard a little one in the background. Are you home right now?
Yeah, I am.
The little one. Oh, kids are so cute.
Yeah.
How many do you have? I have all grandkids now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, no, you're not going to believe I have 15.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
I know, crazy, right? I know, you got to see my Christmas list.
Oh, man.
I'm like, man, I'm over here. I'm going to go broke. I'm still trying to pay from last year. And I'm like, Christmas is around the corner again. What's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah, 50 kids sound expensive.
A couple?
Yeah, I have a baby. I have one baby, and the other one, he just started school.
Oh, yeah. How old's the baby?
He just turned one, like, a few months ago.
So you have a pair, boy and girl?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yep.
What a blessing. And they grow up fast, so enjoy them now. Because when they become teenagers, they like to talk back. That's what I used to always say about my kids. I know. And then when you be, not anytime soon, we don't want it to be anytime soon, but once you become a grandparent, I'm going to tell you something. It's like nothing compared, like I can't even explain it. My kids accuse me, you guys love the kids more than you love us. It's just different because I don't have to scold them. I can sugar them up and send them home.
I know, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, sent you the email, so it should be in your inbox. When's a good time to, you know, check back in with you to see, you know, if your wife gave you, you know, I always say the blessing, because that's what I tell my husband, or what you guys decided on it.
I would say Friday, probably about this time, because tomorrow I have to do a whole door and stuff, so I'll be busy, but Friday would be good.
All right. Awesome. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Daniel. I hope you have a very blessed day, and I'll call you on Friday, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey, sorry. One last question. I know when I was trying to do the Google ads a few months ago, I did do a lot of steps, and one of them was like the background check.
Mm-hmm.
Would we have to do that again? Because I know it took like 2 weeks for them to get back with me. But they finally, like, approved it and everything.
On the Google Ads, you're saying?
Yeah, I was setting up Google Ads, I think it was. I just know there's a whole bunch of steps, and one of them was the background check, and
usually,
I was just wondering, like...
Yeah, usually the background check is going to come from... There's two companies that Google uses. One is called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID, okay? That's who runs the background check for Google. You might have been doing what they call an advanced verification where you're filling out a bunch of questions, right?
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
I think that's what it was.
It was like a whole bunch of questions. Yeah. So what they call that is advanced verification. Anyone who's a locksmith, garage doors, remember how I was telling you, because you guys have access to someone's home, they call it like their security, right? So they make you guys go through that. With Google Guaranteed, they're using Pinkerton or Evident ID to run their background checks. So I will say this. That's why I always give the timeline of 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, because with your industries, it does take a little bit longer, right?
Okay.
But I safely like to... under promise and over deliver. That's why I always stick to that same 4 to 8 week timeline. Doesn't mean it's going to take that long, but I like to safely say that, right?
Yes.
So once we know if it's Pinkerton or Evident ID that's going to do the background check, we're going to notify you because you've got to respond in real time. One of them is going to ask you, send us a front and back copy of your driver's license, right? Or your U.S. passport or your state ID, because they're verifying that it's you that they're going to do the background check on. Okay. The other one might tell you, put your name, your birth date, your social, because again, they are identifying it's you that they're going to do the background check on. But we notify you who it is before you even get to that step, because you need to be on the lookout for the text message or the email. And usually our rep is on the phone with you when that's going on, okay?
Okay.
We like to get the steps done as quickly as possible. And so, I mean, we'll tell you, like, hey, if you haven't sent in the application, if you haven't submitted it, we'll know. We'll be like, hey, Daniel, where's your application? We need the application. We got to get that submitted to Google. Because we want to make sure that we're not just, you're paying for it and then you're sitting on it and not, you know, because then that keeps us from doing what we got to get done. Right? And we want to assist you in the best way possible. So.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
I see here. So I was doing the advanced verification. I was 94% complete, and I just did not get that last step. Yeah, so
like,
they made
man.
Me do. Yeah, they made me do billing information, proof of insurance, the background check, and it says here it was evident.
Evident?
Yes. And I already passed that.
Did you have to do all that again? Did you have a CID number? Does it need a CID number?
Let me see. I don't see it, but I can look today, later today, see if I can find it.
I would say look and see if it gives you a CID number. If it gives you a CID number, let me send you this. I'm going to send you, you get text messages on this phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message. If you have a CID number, it doesn't matter even if you text it to me late tonight, that's okay, because I'll get it in the morning when I come in.
Okay.
Let me do this. I'm at the 877 number here at Local Splash. You would just put in my extension 623. But this text, if you get the CID number, reply to the text that I just sent you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Reply to that text, and then I can have the team look it up.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
All right, awesome. And then we can, then they could tell me what would be left or what you need to do. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because the CID number will tell me if you started getting approved for that program or if it's the Google Ads. Just so that way we're clear on it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Daniel. So I'll talk to you on Friday then. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. You have
thank
a good
you.
One. Oh, you're so
you too,
welcome.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.